There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I hope you got a bad case of loving me. Yeah, I wonder if my husband has a bad case of loving me. I mean, he says he loves me, you know, but honestly, you know, how excited could he be about me after 18 years? Well, I'm sure he is. I mean, I'll ask him tonight. He'll be like, yeah, babe. Yeah, you rock my world. I know I do. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. First, I want to get right to it. Okay, a lot of you guys are eating a bunch of crap right now as you listen to my show. I know because I hear you. I can smell the food. I know you guys are sitting there eating a bunch of crap. Well, apparently, there are 10 foods found to have the risk of brain cancer. I'm sorry, of Alzheimer's. My bad. Sorry. I just had a piece of chocolate, so no wonder I can't even get through this. Sorry. Okay, see, case in point. Anyway, 10 foods have the risk of Alzheimer's, and 5 of them harm the brain. So, we're going to talk about the Mediterranean DASH intervention for neurodegenerative delay, better known as diet. Apparently reduces Alzheimer's risk by 35% if you meticulously follow it. I know I had to have a piece of chocolate. I was just really kind of getting tired a few minutes ago, so I know, my bad. Hey, this show is do as I say, not as I do. All right, I'm allowed to do that. All right, so apparently the Mediterranean DASH intervention for neurodegenerative delay diet called the MIND diet. Oh, what a coincidence. Coincidence. All those letters end up being M-I-N-D, MIND. Gosh, what a coincidence. That's pretty cool. Anyway, it includes at least 3 daily servings of whole grains and salad, along with an extra vegetable, but get this, guys, glass of wine. These brain-healthy foods lowered the risk of Alzheimer's by 53% in those who stuck to the diet rigidly. For those that followed it moderately well, cut about 35%. For those who followed the diet half-assed, not too well. Professor Martha Morris, a nutritional epidemiologist of the Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, said one of the more exciting things about this is that people who adhered moderately to the MIND diet had a reduction in their disease. And, okay, so let's take a look. So the MIND diet hybrids, okay? I know a lot of you guys are excited about your hybrid car. Well, this hybrids the DASH and the Mediterranean diets. DASH, more low salt. The dietary approaches to stop hypertension, and then the Mediterranean diet to help reduce the risk, cardiovascular conditions, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, which the DASH diet does also. So the MIND diet has 15 components. There's 10 brain-healthy food groups, and I'll give you the 10. I know you guys are like dying. You guys have pencils and papers all ready to go to write down the 10 good foods. I'm going to give them to you. Just calm down. You guys, hold on. You have to wait. Good things you have to wait for, okay? I know you guys are very, very excited about this. I know, finally, I get to actually report on something that's very exciting, the 10 foods that protect the brain. Wow. And by the way, guys, I've already talked about this. I mean, I've already covered this many times. You know, just because they come up with this fancy mnemonic doesn't mean that it wasn't news in the past, because I reported this. You guys should be listening to my show. So in addition to the 10 healthy foods, they also have 5 unhealthy brain foods. So here we go. Are you ready for it? Here we go. Number 1, green leafy vegetables. I know. I can't wait. I hope the other 9 are going to be better. I know. Okay, so you got to have green leafy vegetables. Then they also say other vegetables, the non-green. You know, there was a report that came out, said, will you guys stop it just looking at green vegetables? You guys should also look at the other non-green vegetables. You know, like cauliflower. And is jicama a fruit or a vegetable? I don't know. But vegetable, like peppers are non-green. Peppers are yellow and red, right? Yeah. Pepper bar. What was that? Was that Christmas subs? We have a pepper bar. Wait, I can do it. Hold on a second. Hold on. I can do this really good. Hold on. I used to do this really good. Quizno. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Ready? Hold on. Hold on. Quizno stops. We got a pepper bar. That commercial. Remember? Okay, so those peppers help prevent. They also help brain healthy foods. So they also nuts protect the brain. We know that. Berries, like blueberries, boysenberries, raspberries, those do. Of course, beans. Sorry. Those help. Not to me. I think the peppers are better, but beans help. Whole grains. Fish, poultry, olive oil, and wine. So I know some of you are like, wait a second. I eat a lot of those foods. Poultry, like chicken and turkey and duck. I think it includes duck. You got to be careful. Duck is a very fatty bird, but it's tasty. I could cook a duck. I can't cook a lot of food, but I could definitely cook a duck. Not alive, of course. I wait till it dies, and then I cook the duck. Duck is good, but very, very fatty. So you got to make sure you keep, when you cook the duck, you got to keep hitting the skin of it so that the fat kind of drips out, even though fatty duck tastes yummy. Now, what are the five unhealthy brain foods? The five unhealthy brain foods that you need to avoid are your red meats, your butter and margarine, your cheese, your pastries and sweets, and your fried or fast food. That was all breakfast. Okay, what we just mentioned there was all breakfast. Now, I don't see pork anywhere. All right? No, I don't think it's because of a kosher issue. I just think they don't really know where to put pork. All right? I think pork falls in between beef and chicken. So they're like, why don't we just have the, you know, the extremes? We got the good foods and the bad foods. So anyway, so they looked at, what did they do? Okay, there were volunteers that were going through the Rush Memory and Aging product called MAP. And that began back in 1997 among residents of Chicago area retirement communities. They then did a food frequency questionnaire. See, I would be lying through my teeth. I'd be like, no, I didn't, you know, because I'm embarrassed that I had fried food for breakfast. I'd be embarrassed. I'd be like, well, you know, I actually ate quinoa, an oatmeal, and, oh, you know, very good, Dr. Dahlia. Boy, you're really, really my, you know, healthy mind. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I am. You know, don't give me a questionnaire. I'll lie. A total of 144 cases of Alzheimer's disease developed from this group. So they took a look at what they ate, and that's how they kind of got that association. All right, are you guys good? Whew. Okay, I hope you listened to the rest of the show. I know that was so exciting, but don't worry. We got other exciting stuff coming up. I just got to find it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-TOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, there's iPhone apps and Android apps where you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. I know a lot of you guys are like, gosh, man, I can't get enough of Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah. Yes, there are some of you out there that did say that. Thank you, by the way. Love you. All right, and the rest of you that don't say that, maybe you can learn something. So for those of you that are like, oh, man, you know, I wish you could get Dr. Dahlia's show all the time, then what you do is you go to the iPhone app or the Android app, and it's free. Okay, don't worry, I wouldn't make you pay anything because I don't buy apps. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. You can rock out to it. It's really, really cool. And sometimes they even sing, you know. And so those of you are like, well, you know, I'd rather listen to Pandora, Dahlia. I love your show, but, you know, I'd rather listen to music. I sing on my show. So you can hear my singing, you know. Listen, I totally understand that I need to be able to kind of jive with the market, you know, the market changes. So, you know, when you guys are like, look, I'd rather listen to music than talk radio, I decided to change my tune, and I decided to sing on my show. That's why there's so much singing on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to thank those that make the show happen. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that makes the show happen. All right, I need you guys to stop sending hate mail to the people that work on my show, okay? It's not their fault, all right, that my show is on air, okay? I want to be on air, and my show is on air. That's why, okay? So just, you know, yelling at them doesn't help. You cannot convince, like Tom was working the dials. You cannot convince him to shut off the show, okay? I know you guys want him to pull the plug. I see the messages you send him. No, he is not going to pull the plug. Okay, my show is on air, and it's going to be on air. Okay, if you want to get me fired, you're going to have to do better than that. All right, so fecal transplants. Now, fecal transplants, they are like the biggest thing now. Okay, one is they're cheap. I mean, there's poop all over the place. There's poop. I mean, I got poop on the bottom of my shoe. I mean, if I really needed any feces, I got it right there. So I don't know. I stepped on something today. And so fecal transplants have been found to be phenomenal when we are treating serious gut infections. So Clostridium difficile is the big nasty superbug that causes diarrhea, abdominal pain. It kills thousands of people worldwide. No joke. It's a very, very serious disease. And we think what happens is it's an opportunistic infection where it overrides your body's natural bacteria defense system. And so then it decides to go haywire. So the fecal transplant was developed to treat people with these C. diff infections. You take fecal matter from a healthy donor, you purify it, you mix it with saline solution, and then you transfer it to the patient, either by colonoscopy or they even now have these NG tubes where it goes up through your nose so you don't have to taste it, and then down into your stomach, and then they could possibly put, well, we don't want feces in the stomach, but we could introduce certain bacteria that way. All right? So the only thing is the University of Minnesota researchers said not much is known about the long-term stability of these fecal transplants. Does one shot do the trick, or do you need to be consistently given the stool on a regular basis? So the study was published in the current issue of the journal Microbiome. It included 14 people who had recurring C. diff infections, 4 received fecal transplants. The healthy changes in these patients' intestinal bacterial populations or their microbiome lasted 21 weeks after the transplant. So the study shows that we got both short-term and long-term changes in the fecal microbiome. Now, a lot of you guys are like, well, Dahlia, I want to learn about my fecal microbiome. How do I study my fecal microbiome? Not too sure, right? I think it's important to know, but what's really, really important is to not get the Clostridium difficile to begin with so that you don't need somebody else's feces. Now, my husband, I don't know if he's going to give me a kidney or anything, if God forbid I need it, but he definitely said that he would give me his poop anytime, and he makes a lot of it, all right? And I make a lot of it, too. I just don't know if I'm ready to share. So, but he'll give me his poop, which is really, really nice. And so, you know, because again, you want it from somebody you really, really trust. You know, and I figure if he's my husband and I sleep with him, then his poo-poo must be pretty safe. Okay? Again, we don't want you eating each other's. Okay? Let the transplant be handled by the doctor and or the medical provider. But it makes sense. Okay? Healthy stool, healthy feces does not allow Clostridium difficile to naturally grow. So if you have good stool, that'll then prevent that. Now, how else can you prevent Clostridium difficile? Well, we got to be careful with antibiotics. Certain antibiotics can put you at risk for having that. So I think we need to do a better job of replacing either with probiotics or certain foods that'll help us regain our bacteria or our microbiome quickly, because the longer you have your microbiome out of whack, then the longer you could be at risk for this. And Clostridium difficile, it is a very, very deadly sort of infection. Now, a lot of you guys asked me about poop, so I decided that we would take a look at the poop, okay? There's a lot of different charts out there for you to look at your poop and then decide if your poop is good. There is the Bristol stool chart, okay? And they have different types of poop, okay? And it basically we have this chart a lot of times in GI doctors' offices. So for you to kind of take a look, and you take a look at the chart and go, oh, that's me. So type 1 poop is we got a lot of like little pebbles. They're separate hard lumps like nuts. They're hard to pass, and they're a bunch of poopoo pebbles, okay? Then you have type 2. Type 2 looks like a sausage or like a challah. Have you ever seen like a loaf of bread that looks like it was braided? That, okay? Kind of sausage-shaped, lumpy, okay? Then you have type 3, which is sausage-shaped, but there's cracks on the surface. So to me, it looks like a, you know those Laura Scudder? Gosh, it looks like a Laura Scudder cookie. Anyway, type 4 poo-poo is like a sausage or a snake, but it's smooth and soft. A lot of us have that. Type 5 is where you got blobs, and they kind of have edges. They're kind of blobby. But type 6 is where you have the fluffy stool, where you're like, I got diarrhea. It's not watery yet, but it's like really, really fluffy, and there's no like real edge. And then type 7 is where it's just kind of liquid, entirely liquid. Okay, so what do the different types mean? Well, type 1 and 2 means you're constipated. I remember my kids having pebbles, and they were like pellets, we used to call them. That means that the water has been extracted out. It has low water content. And so water content gets extracted because the job of the colon is to extract the water from the food. So the longer the stool is in there, if you're constipated, then the longer it keeps churning and churning and churning until all the water is taken out. And as that colon churns and churns and churns, it gets round and smooth like that, like kneading dough, okay? Type 3 and 4, what was I today? I haven't pooped yet today. I pooped a few days ago, so I this list probably doesn't apply to me. Type 3 and 4 is pretty good, okay? That means you have the ideal poo-poo. Nicely formed sausage and smooth and silky snake-like poops are perfect. Those are good poops. Now, once you start to blobby or fluffy it, then you're starting to get diarrhea. That means there's too much water content, and that means the poop is passing too quickly. And so that could be an issue where we need to kind of take a look at, we need to kind of assess, you know, why your stool is running so quickly. Now, I also recommend that people look in their stool. People hate looking at their stool. Like, oh, you know, it's gross. No, it's not. Your body made it. You look at boogers. You look at mucus. Okay? You know, I mean, you know, when you wipe, you gotta look, okay? And then you gotta look in the toilet. Because if you have blood, that's significant. Blood is some scary stuff. Now, a lot of you go, well, Dr. Dahlia, I just had blood because I had some hemorrhoids or some fissures. We still don't know what you could be bleeding up above. Could you be bleeding up above those hemorrhoids or fissures? Or do you have a big mass in your colon such that you have to push when you poop? And when you push, when you poop, then you bleed. All right, now, not all blood in the stool means you have a mass, but it's got to get checked out. So I always recommend you have a gastroenterologist check you out if you see blood in the stool. All right, we want to have fiber in the diet, about maybe 20 to 25 grams of fiber a day. That's pretty important because we want to keep things moving. Fiber also helps lower your cholesterol, okay? Also, make sure you hydrate because the better you hydrate, the better off you are and not having the very, very hard pellets. If your bowels are getting enough water, okay, then you hopefully don't have to have your poop churn and churn and churn. So one sign of dehydration is that the stool is really, really brown, really, really hard, and dehydrated. So make sure you're hydrated. Color is important, too. If the stool is black, black could be a sign of oxidized blood, and blood in the stool could be coming from an ulcer, etc. So black stool, red stool, that could be an issue. Odor is important, too. If things are changing and you start to have a new odor in the stool, it's kind of stinkier than it usually is, that could be a sign of an infection. Capiche? All right, see? Everything you want to learn about poop, you learned a lot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak,
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Interesting. I'm looking at a video right now of a kitty cat in a bathtub with a catfish. And the catfish is just swimming in the bathtub, and the cat is there with the catfish. And the catfish is going up to the kitty cat like he's playing, and the kitty cat is playing back. And I look at my cats, and I just wonder why they can't be a little bit more productive than all these other cats in these videos. So they're going to have a good talk to you. when I get home. Alabama A&M students are shocked by classmates shooting over spring break in Panama City Beach. Being reported by AL.com, students returning to Alabama A&M University from spring break on Sunday said they were shocked when they heard that three classmates were shot during a house party in Panama City Beach early Saturday morning. All right, all three students, Kiera Freed, Kelly Regina Curry, and Anesia Powell, were part of a campus organization, the Voluptuous Bulldog Beauties. This group aims to boost self-esteem in plus-size students. The spring break, I guess, comes through a variety of weeks over the next few weeks. So last week was spring break for some. This week, spring break for us. Next week, spring break for, certain places back east, etc. And so, you know, whenever I hear spring break, I don't think of I don't think of, oh, it's an exciting time. I worry. Because bad things happen on spring break. I was talking about that in the first hour. You know, yeah, summer break, bad things can happen as well. But, you know, the craziness happens spring break because people look at the 7 days as a finite amount of time. Summer they look at as, you know, months on end. And so I don't have too much information on what happened. I don't know the state of the victims at this point, but we'll keep you guys posted. But I guess there was a condo that was rented, and there was a party, and there was a spring break celebration, and unfortunately there was an altercation, shots were fired, and three innocent bystanders unfortunately got shot. We'll keep you guys posted as we learn more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say an apple a day does not keep the doctor away. Duh. All right. You think just eating an apple is going to keep, you know, let all of us doctors go and retire? No. There's still stuff that has to happen. So a study published Monday in an April Fool's edition of the journal JAMA, Internal Medicine, said this was done for fun. I hope they really didn't waste our taxpayer money. Lead researcher Matt Davis, an assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Nursing, Matthew Davis. Davis and his colleagues used serious scientific methods to examine one of the oldest sayings about health and found it was not literally true. They looked at 8,700 U.S. adults, all right, and 9% ate at least one small apple a day. They were less likely to visit doctors several times a year. But when the researchers, looked closely, they found that apple eaters, you know, may not be that much different from other apple eaters, okay? And, you know, in terms of their health. Now, apple eaters might not have smoked as much. Maybe they were more educated. If they were more educated, they knew that they should go and eat an apple. But I got to tell you something. I don't know when that apple a day keeps a doctor away came out. But I got to tell you, every time I see an apple, I think of that. I mean, that got really ingrained into my brain. So when I eat an apple, I get a little euphoria that I won't have to go and see the doctor. And as far as I'm concerned, whether it really, really is true or not, eat the gosh darn apple. Okay? You can't go wrong. You know, yeah, if you're diabetic, you got to watch your sugar. I get that. But no apple juice. Eat an apple. Okay? I don't think it's a bad idea. So will it prevent against heart disease, cancer, weight loss, etc.? We've had studies that proven it has. But no, an apple a day does not keep the doctor away. We doctors are still coming and haunting you because we're the bad guys that you guys think we all are. No, come on. You need us. All right? And we need you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There are these eye drops now that you could use for night vision. And rather than glasses, they are night vision eye drops. Have you guys heard of these? These are really weird. I guess biohackers from California Science for the Masses have just performed the world's first night vision enabling, quote unquote, shine job. They employed a chemical called chlorine E6, or CE6, which is extracted from deep sea fish and occasionally used to treat night blindness, to give a human the ability to temporarily see in the dark using painless eye drops. They said there are a fair amount of papers talking about having it injected in models like rats, and it's been used IV since the 1960s for treatments for different types of cancers. Science for the Masses medical officer Jeffrey Tidbits told MIC, after doing the research, you have to take the next step. So they would dribble 50 microliters of the CE6 into human guinea pig Gabriel Licinia's conjunctival sac. So basically, this is the part of the eye that could transport chemicals, all right? And it gave him the ability to see in darker distances up to 50 meters. Now, it only lasted a little while, but he was able to see more than without the drops. So, hence, night vision drops. So, maybe our military could put certain drops in their eyes if they don't have the goggles that they could wear. Somebody loses their goggles, no big deal. We got eye drops. You could put those in your eyes, and then you could still maybe see in the night. Now, I don't think they're as good as night vision goggles, but they're cool nonetheless. So, apparently, they found that it gave the ability to effectively see in the dark distances up to 50 meters for a little while. They were able to see spot shapes the size of his hand, written symbols, moving objects at a distance of 10 meters. At 50 meters, he could find people standing still in front of trees. He spotted them every single time, while a control group was successful only 30% of the time. So now they got to do human studies and, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm taking a look at these drops, and they kind of look ugly, all right? And they did this on already a human, and his eyes are really, you know, dark looking, and it's pretty scary look. I don't know, cool nonetheless, because I definitely see some military applications. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, now, our iPhones could be used for a variety of things. Okay, you could use them, or your smartphones. You could use them, you know, as calculators. You could use them as TVs. Well, you could also use them for your incontinence. Now, how do you use your phone for something with incontinence? Well, apparently, there's a app and, I guess, a gadget that will help you with your pelvic floor muscles and help teach you how to do your Kegels. And a lot of women that suffer from urinary incontinence have vaginal floor weakness. So, I think it's called, oh my gosh, I just had the name here of it. Lord have mercy. Darn. And I had it all over my Facebook too. Oh well, you know what? That's the problem. I got so excited about the little cat that I totally lost it. Alright guys, I'll find it. I know, pretty anticlimactic, huh? Alright, there's something that you're supposed to be able to, you're supposed to be able to insert in, oh, it's called LV. That's what it's called. It's called LV. All right, so it's an egg-shaped sensor-packed device inserted into the vagina. You could remove it with a small handle, and you clench your muscles around it every 5 minutes and do workouts. It is not supposed to sit there and be used as a sex toy. However, having good pelvic floor muscles do help orgasms, do fend off incontinence, and it does make women more confident. All right, I talk about Kegeling. I've probably Kegeled 2,000 times since this segment started. So it's definitely good stuff. I've never tried the LV. I don't really think I need it. But I got to tell you, yeah, and then your iPhone, I guess it attaches to Bluetooth on an app. So when your boss goes, what are you doing, you know, at work with your iPhone, you can say, I'm Kegeling. It's okay. It's a pelvic floor exercise. If you want to try it, and he'll be like, I'll pass, and then he'll leave you alone with your cell phone. See? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we had breaking news earlier this morning as there was a shooting. Somebody killed in Fort Meade, Maryland. And we're finding out now that two men had been dressed as women, and they tried to crash a gate Monday near NSA headquarters, about 25 miles northeast of Washington. At least one of the occupants of the SUV died during a firefight that erupted afterward at Fort Meade, where about 11,000 military personnel and 29,000 civilian employees work, including thousands for the National Security Agency. Both were not identified because, I guess, of not being authorized to speak about the incident. At least one other man is injured. The injured man appears to be in uniform, was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital with undisclosed injuries, according to a Fort Meade spokeswoman, Mary Doyle. Just after 9 a.m. today, one person was killed and another injured when they attempted to drive a vehicle into the NSA portion of the installation without authorization. According to a statement by Fort Meade officials, NSA security personnel prevented them from gaining access to the installation. Way to go. The incident is not believed to be related to terrorism, said the FBI, which is working with the NSA on the investigation. Agents are interviewing witnesses to the incident, which has been contained. FBI spokeswoman Amy Thorson said they are also working with U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland to determine whether federal charges are warranted. The SUV and the NSA police vehicle outside the Army base at the gates near an off-ramp from Interstate 295 appear to have collided. Cocaine and a weapon were found near or inside the vehicles. None of the names of those involved have been released. Now, Fort Meade is headquarters for the NSA and several other intelligence, information, and cybersecurity agencies under the Department of Defense. Nearly 6,000 family members of the military personnel assigned there live on the base. It covers about 8 square miles, according to the base's website. The NSA officials at this time have declined to comment. So as we get more information on that, we'll keep you posted. You know, dressing up as women, trying to, I mean, obviously this was an attack that could have been worse. And so, you know, luckily it was stopped. It's a shame that we have one death in the process. And again, it's unclear who died. If it was one of the men that were trying to break through or not. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so many people have been unable to use medications over the counter for kids because when we found out that parents were overdosing their kids on these medicines, then many medicines were unable to be obtained and access limited. And now there's many pediatric dosages of medicines not available because parents didn't do it right. So a study has come out saying maybe we should just do milliliter-only dosing recommended for kids' medicine, okay? So rather than doing the teaspoon or tablespoon, et cetera, maybe come up with the actual milliliters. Accidental medication overdoses send more than 70,000 children to emergency rooms each year, according to a study that was published online March 30th. Two common ways these overdoses occur are incorrect measurement of the medicine, using the wrong device to measure it out, given a tablespoon or a teaspoon. So when you actually use, you know, because when we figure out your medicine, you know, we're like, okay, well, 5 cc's will equal 250 milligrams. So you're pouring a teaspoon and you're doing it halfway or you're overdoing it, et cetera. You're giving too much of the medication. Now, you know, the one thing I have to say, which I'm finding kind of interesting, and I need to figure out what's going on, is when I was in medical school, we had to use Latin and symbols when we write a prescription. So, like, if we say 1 to 2 tablets a day, it's like a, it looks like a table with a dot on top for one or a table with 2 dots for 2. So let's say I say 1 to 2 tablets nightly. Okay, so that would be 1 to 2, not the number, but the little sign, POQHS. That's how we were told to do it in medical school. The one thing I've noticed is in the last 12 months, I'm getting calls from pharmacies all the time going, we don't understand your directions. Now, mind you, I know my handwriting stinks, okay, and I know I have bad handwriting, but my handwriting has always stunk. And I'm like, that's 1 to 2 QHS. Does that mean nightly? And I don't know if it's the pharmacist or the aides that are helping out, but I've never seen so many questions and insecurities about what prescriptions mean. And so I'm starting to abandon what we did in medical school and just writing out the numbers. But the reason why we didn't do the numbers is because in the olden days that would cause confusion. There's not a lot of confusion, QHS versus QAM. So if somebody's P and A for AM and PM look alike, that could be a mess. But if you do AM versus HS, HS for nighttime, there's no confusion. Yet I'm having, you know, staff from pharmacies call me going, what does this say? QHS, that means nightly. And I'm like, it can't be a handwriting thing because my handwriting's always been bad. And I'm wondering if what's been happening, you know, with pharmacies, and I know that's not the cause of pediatric overdosing. I mean, if we have to go back to doing 5 cc's or 10 cc's, etc., and the pharmacist giving out syringes, that's fine. But I'm a little nervous because I love pharmacists. These pharmacists are such a phenomenal part of the medical team that I am so grateful for pharmacists being out there doing what they're doing. You know, telling patients, you know, look, you know, your doctor gave you this medicine and you're allergic. Let me call the doctor and tell them, you know, that, you know, so I mean, they catch things all the time. They know their medicine well. They know the pharmacology. But I've never experienced so many phone calls from pharmacies until recently. And I'm wondering if the newer generation of staff, I'm not saying pharmacists, but staff at pharmacies are not learning the nomenclature. And so I'm a little nervous. You start going 5 to 10 cc's, then we're going to start having the problem where we're writing numbers again. Now, hopefully all this gets bypassed because the more and more we turn electronic, then the more and more these prescriptions are being typed out. And when it's typed out, there should be less confusion. And what I think may be happening is as more and more pharmacies are seeing typed out things from doctor's offices, doctors like me that still write out our prescriptions, we are using the older nomenclature that we've always used, and now the newer people are like, I don't get this. So it's interesting. I never thought I would have to write my prescriptions a different way. So I used to love it when the pharmacist would give a little spoon. With the little milliliters on there, well marketed and demarcated, et cetera, because I think that's great. I think a lot of people are doing the units halfway. And so, anything that can help prevent that would be better. What medicines are kids overdosing on? Well, anywhere from their nausea medicine, from their antibiotics, from their, and I think a lot of it also is, you know, because someone's like, well, I don't understand that. A teaspoon is a teaspoon. If a parent has a spoon, all right, and they aren't thinking teaspoon versus tablespoon, a tablespoon is what, 3 teaspoons roughly? I got to look it up. So they could be using the wrong spoon, or they could say, you know what, I could figure it out. This looks the same. I could just pour it halfway. And you know, when a child starts to take too much medicine, they start to vomit or they start to have symptoms, et cetera, medication overdoses are one of the first things we have to look at. So, unfortunately, that's an unfair for the kid. So I like the idea using the cc's, using the kind of the metric type spoons or syringes. We would like syringe the medicine into the mouth without the needle. But we got to do something. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.